Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, guys, it's interesting, too, coming out of the weekend. We haven't talked about it yet, but Jair Alexander, who we talked about on Friday, signs with the Baltimore Ravens on a one-year, I believe, $6 million deal. He was considering the Falcons, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Also looked at the Miami Dolphins, but Baltimore had the clear edge throughout the process, according to Jeremy Fowler. I have no idea what the offer was on the table for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm assuming that the Ravens got a little bit of a discount considering where they're kind of at as a team. And, you know, Jair Alexander, I'm assuming, kind of thinks he can flourish there in his, you know, 1 year of contract and probably play a good brand of corner. But I was, I guess, a little bit surprised to hear that the Falcons were kind of in the mix. Not the fact that the Falcons don't need another cornerback, because I think obviously we've talked about it, especially when you can talk about somebody who adds a Pro Bowl value like he does. But it just seems like we've talked about the Falcons time and time again when it comes to some of these big-name free agents, and the name Jalen Ramsey has popped up a number of times. I don't know what to expect, but Terry Fontenot at least showing the cards a little bit that maybe they'd kick tires on bringing in a veteran cornerback.
It's interesting, the fact that the Dolphins are mixed in there too. So you're going to get rid of Jalen Ramsey and you're going to bring in Jair Alexander. Like, that's just a weird concept to me that you're, I mean, that none of that, that just doesn't make necessarily any sense to me. But what do I know? Yeah, I just think that it shows that you're always looking to improve your team. So you're not, you know, and look at it this way. If you got Jair Alexander, what does that mean for Mike Hughes?
Yeah.
You know what I know? You know what I think that means for Mike Hughes?
Playing the nickel spot.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I thought he did a phenomenal job of that a few years ago.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good at the nickel.
He's a sure tackler, does a number of good things.
Kind of physical. So
that makes me bring up a question for you guys, too. Does this make you feel good about, because we know when you get towards the end of training camp and cuts are being made because rosters have to be cut down, we always know there's an unexpected cut or two there. If, you know, a certain guy who's maybe a notable name hits that free agent market, does this make you feel good about, like, the way, you know, if Jalen Alexander was seriously considering coming to the Falcons, which it seems like, according to Jeremy Fowler, he was, does it make you feel good about how the Falcons are being looked at nationally by, obviously, you know, media, but players obviously as well? You know, if a bigger time caliber player like Jalen Alexander is willing to come to Falcons, if another guy hits the market like that, you know, looks like maybe the Falcons could be in the mix for another bigger name.
Well, I don't want to speak for the guy that actually played, because I don't know how you would have felt about it, but to me, it's not as much about where the team is who is leading the team.
I was going to say, I think the relationship Jair Alexander has with Jerry Gray, I believe, back in the secondary, I think that was a big part of it. And obviously, when we talked about Jalen Ramsey, that comes back to Raheem Morris. They've got their relationship as well. And look, we talk about this with coaches all the time. It's the same way with players that are free agents. You want to play with somebody you're comfortable with. You want to go to work every day with somebody you're comfortable with. I think that the thing, this is Terry Fontenot doing what he kind of always says that they'll do, and Raheem says as well, they're always looking to upgrade. no matter who it is. And I think given the cash-strapped situation that they find themselves in right now, this made a ton of sense. But you remember last year when the Matthew Judon trade happened, I was in the press conference with Raheem, and I asked him directly if them trading for Matthew Judon was a direct result of Braylon Trice hurting his knee just a few days prior. And his answer was the same as it's always been. We are always looking at options to be able to upgrade our football team. And this just goes along the lines with that of kicking the tires on Jerry Alexander.
Don't mistake, and I think this is where we fall into a trap. Don't mistake always looking, and then when something happens, that urgency is placed there, right? Like, you're always looking to upgrade your team. If a GM isn't sitting there going, if this guy's free or if this guy will come to this price, yeah, we're going to sign him because it makes our team better. And then go, well, we lost our third-round draft pick who we were kind of depending on to be a pass-rush option, is now out for the season. Now the urgency to do that. So now we have to be a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like Alex Anthopoulos told Dukes and Bell on Friday that I'm a seller guy. I'm not a guy I'm a buyer, not a seller. My mentality is to buy. I'm not in that sell mindset.
Sure.
Alex might be out there even looking to buy for next year. Like, remember when we got Iglesias, that was a next year move. He came in here as a setup guy, even though, and you knew that you were going to probably, you know, make a move and he was going to be the closer the next year. Well, that he might do something like that. Now, if they're two games out of the wild card, you know, the urgency of maybe doing more or whatever, or having to move for this year, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the urgency there is that's where it's at. They're always looking to upgrade your team. If you're, it's GM malpractice if you're not.
We're definitely going to be keeping an eye on that as the trade deadline gets closer. But before we get to Mic'd Up, news broke over the weekend that Kevin Durant got traded to the Rockets for Jalen Green, Dillon Brooks, and the number 10 pick in this year's draft, along with 5 second round picks.
What is Kevin Durant, and I hate this word, but what is Kevin Durant's legacy as a player? I mean, what is it, 15 all-star nods at this point, championship?
Yep.
But he also is known a lot for his off-the-court stuff and playing for 5 different teams now, as he is for anything, I feel like.
I think he will be remembered for what he did at OKC and Golden State. How at OKC, he was the guy. He was that leader in a lot of ways on the court. But to me, I always remember Kevin Durant as OKC, and then he sold out. But when he did, they were unbeatable in Golden State for those 2 seasons with him there. I remember him less of what people think of him as a locker room guy and a leader and all that. And can he win without a great core? And, you know, because it was the Nets and the Suns and all that. That's less to me. To me, I just don't know. He's not very, he doesn't come off very likable. And that's the biggest problem he's going to have. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt.
Right.
He is, somebody said, what have you done since you left Golden State? And he replied like,
of course he did.
40, 40, 50 or something like that. The 50%.
40, 50, 90 or something
like that. Yeah, that's what it was. 90% free throw. Uh-huh. 3-point percentage and field goal percentage, which is it's rarely done. But he's just not likable. He's not likable off the court, and now it kind of is oozed on the court because of his failures places after Golden State. You know, where he's failed after Golden State. Him and Kyrie couldn't get it done. Him and
Bradley Beal, Devin Booker?
Booker was okay, who I was. Yeah. Beal. But, yeah, Booker. You know, he seemingly can't get it done without just phenomenal talent around him, multiple guys.
And that's to me, that's the answer to the question. He's going to be looked at as a phenomenal scorer, a Hall of Famer who just needed, basically, just to keep it a buck, he needed a super team around him to get it done. And look, he was the reason, he was the biggest reason the Golden State Warriors became unbeatable, because with him, they were a super team. They were an unbeatable cheat code of a 2K team, basically. So he's a phenomenal player. Nobody's going to doubt that, but it is going to be look like he could never really do it by himself. So to me, that's what it looks like.
That's crazy, man. It is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming at family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We'll also have the wake-up call coming up at the top of the hour. I'm curious to hear if anybody has a thought on what Kevin Durant's legacy is. I think that's an interesting conversation, man. I mean, I remember seeing him last offseason ranked right behind Hakeem Olajuwon. I think he was like number 13 or 14 on a couple of lists of greatest all-time players. It's just wild to think of him in that light. But when you look at his stats, kind of believe he is. My wife has done this thing recently, and I mentioned you guys earlier. My kids are out of town. Mm-hmm. First time in a long time, my kids are out of town. We're kind of, you know, just floating by right now. She decided that we were going to attempt a viral trend. Now, We talked earlier about TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is. I have no idea what the viral trends are these days, Dylan.
Can I guess what the trend y'all did was?
Go for it.
Can I take a guess?
Go for it.
Was it the one where there's a trend out right now where it's basically your spouse, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, this trend is your girlfriend. Your girlfriend or your wife is saying, hey, my husband, my boyfriend has this so-and-so collection, or they do that. It's not that one.
No.
Like,
and you better be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. That one's actually pretty good. And I actually asked her what she would have me feature if we used that trend. Have you guys seen this?
I have not.
Okay, so this one's the one where the wife walks up to the camera. She goes, my boyfriend wants to show you his Pokemon card collection, and you better be nice.
You better ahead, support
baby. And he walks up. He's like, I have this Pikachu. And like it's like whatever he's nerding out on at the time. She's like,
she's in the background, like holding up a flip flop.
Yeah, like
or something.
I tell him he's weird, but y'all aren't allowed to do that. You know, basically I'm predictive. And I asked my wife, like, what would you have me kind of show off? And she was like, I don't know, I'm some of your NASCAR stuff, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Like some of your NASCAR swag. Like look at this, at these hats.
You could show off your setup too.
Yeah, like my iRacing setup. That's a good one.
I might have a candidate for this trend.
Yeah. You're a perfect candidate.
Yeah,
for this trend.
Grant would be perfect for that.
Yours would be which one do you go with?
Yeah.
He's got a couple.
But no, we didn't do that one. So we did one called the Fireman's Carry. We did one called the Fireman's Carry. And essentially, and I think she showed me this first like a month ago, but we, you know, obviously our kids are out of town, so it made sense now. Could you rescue your significant other if they were past the fire in your house? Like, could you get them out of the fire?
Oh, no.
And of course, dude, look, it is what it is. I'm a solid 290 at this point in my life. My wife was like, I think I could do it. She looked up these people that were being successful. And essentially, you lay next to each other on the floor. She grabs like one of my legs and rolls me over to where I'm like laying, like she's face down. And I don't know, pause on all this stuff. And that's why I didn't post the actual video. I posted a screenshot of this at MPJohnson79 on Instagram, at MPJohnson79. So I'm like, essentially, she finally gets me rolled over on her back and she's trying to get off the floor. Dude, you can't even see her in this video. Like, God bless her. She was going for it. And she's like, I'm going to get you out of this fire. I'm going to do this thing. Grabs my arm, rolls me over on top of her, and then tries to get off the floor. And, dude, like, literally, it looks like I fell from three floors up, like a cartoon, and just smashed her. Like, it's just two legs dangling out from underneath a big 290-pound body. It's bad. So I don't know if y'all would ever even attempt this, but it did not go well in my house.
Have you accepted your fate if your house
were? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm dying. I'm going down, dude. Like, And I did it to her just to make sure that it's something that I could do. And yeah, I like got off the ground and picked her up and carried her out. And her, like, she showed the video to her mom, and her mom was like, you know, just, hey, look, roll them onto a blanket and drag them out. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good until it doesn't, a little fire. But
do you know how hard it is to drag dead weight,
dude,
especially inhaling smoke?
It was harder to get her off the ground than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, it was so interesting to me to be able to do that. But she couldn't even really get me rolled over. She was like, you are so heavy.
I'm sorry, but you're dead.
Yeah, I know. She said, how many pounds do you think one of your legs weighs? And I was like, I don't know. If we're just doing the math, I'm sure like 80 or 90.
I don't know what the math is, but there's got to be like dead weight is like takes someone from like I'm 165 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I bet my dead weight is like 250.
Yeah. Do you think Amy could do it?
I think Amy has one job if our house is on fire and I'm passed out. it's to get Sprinkles and Pork Chop out and then pray that she can come back for me and like throw water on me or something, or or that somebody, she can call one of the neighbors because I'm not counting. Because you got to go downstairs in my house.
Yeah. It would have been a bad deal. We did it in our playroom. We had plenty of open room, and she finally, after a couple of minutes, got me rolled over, and then she was like, that's it. That's all I've got. Can't even get her elbows underneath herself.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was bad. If you want to check that out, there's a still – I didn't put the video because it definitely looks strange.
Fair.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, big pause. At MPJohnson79 on the gram, I posted a screenshot, and all you can see is her little legs just dangling out like something bad just happened.
Well, there are so many variables that go into it. Let's continue this conversation in the wake-up call. Would your spouse be able to conquer the Fireman Carry Challenge and get you out of a burning house? 404-726-0929. And what sport would you train for to win the senior games? We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.